Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and you're listening to The Psychic Viewpoint, all sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, my special guest, we're going to be talking about contemporary shamanism with Bonnie, Serratore. Now, I'm just going to pronounce it like that, and then she'll come on and say, boy, you messed that up. And then we'll figure out the correct way to pronounce her name. But we'll talk more with her coming up in just a few moments. First, I wanted to say hi to my co-hosts we have with us. You know, it's funny. Whenever the girls co-host, they always go to the girls first and then Steve. I think we need one for the guys. Guys, Steve, how are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you, Bobby. How are you?
I'm fine. I was thinking, and you let me know what you think about this. I was thinking about just like you and I talking and not bringing the girls into the conversation.
Or just get them off the show, I say.
I'm thinking that. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Get them off the show.
Off the show. That's a little harsh. I was thinking just not talking, but yeah, off the show would be...
Well, if they're not going to talk, we may as well just get rid of them completely.
Boy, Brenda's going to hurt you.
Yeah, but I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, that's true. Right. Darn it, she's going to hurt me.
A virtual spanking.
She'll get you. So, Steve, how are you tonight?
Very well, thank you. Looking forward to the show.
Good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do here.
I'm a psychic medium. I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics, particularly astrology, hermetic astrology.
Hermetic astrology. Explain hermetics real quick for me.
Well, hermetic astrology is a particular branch of astrology, and we work with what we call major progressions. So we progress the natal chart using hermetic calculations to understand what's occurring at any point in time. So a lot of astrologers say that events are mirrored or caused by transiting planets, but we only see those transiting planets as triggers, but there have to be deep underlying conditions in place to be triggered. So that's the main difference. It's a little more complex, but it's very accurate.
Very cool. Very good. Yeah, you've always talked about the accuracy of it, how it just blows you away.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right. Who's less angry? Probably Maureen. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Fine. And for one, I'd like to make a point here that I always go boy, girl. I go boy, girl, boy, girl when I'm doing my introductions.
Oh, okay. I will pay attention from
you
now
just,
on.
You just have not done so. I'm very particular, okay? So I'm fine.
So tell us a little bit about you and what it is that you do here.
Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah.
It's in the sheet in front of you.
I know. I work at, I also am, can be found on the site psychicaccess.com for reading. And I also, what I do is, tarot is my main tool, but I don't need them in front of me, but I do utilize them because I do feel that tarot is a symbolic record of human experience. And that's all I got to say about that. And with a caring heart and with my ability to be objective and beyond looking beyond appearances, I can help people. And I do, and I love my work, and sometimes it's hard, but there you have it.
There you have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Lady Brenda, I wish I had a big, you know, band and something to really build up the moment. Like, I don't. I'm sorry. Hi.
Greetings.
How are you this evening, love?
I'm good. And I'm looking forward to the show. I love shamanism.
Yeah.
And I just love our shows. Our shows are just always so enlightening and so fresh. I really like them every week.
It helps. With all of us, with the different co-hosts, I think it helps because we're always bringing a very unique perspective, don't we, for each individual perspective to the show when we pick our guests and such. And
absolutely. And everybody's different, and they bring different types, and it's an interesting mix.
Yes. So tell us a bit about yourself and what you do here.
Well, I work with you lovely people on Psychic Access Talk Radio, on psychicaccess.com. And I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places. And that's what I do. I use the tarot and the crystal ball.
All righty. Very good. Thank you. And I also am a psychic medium, but I've recently added teacher to the end of that, because that's more or less what I'm very interested in. I enjoy using my abilities to help tune into source information that helps a person discover why we do what we do and how this happened, and then to make those life changes so that they can remove limitations and move forward rather than just answering. And we've all been there, the usual psychic questions of relationships and things like that. There's deeper answers there, and I really enjoy going deep like that and discovering new insights and helping somebody completely change their beliefs and their perceptions. So tonight's show is entitled Contemporary Shamanism. Now, I had first heard about Bonnie when not too long ago we just had Anissa on the show from Awaken Soul to Soul. There's a great movie out that not just passive viewing, but it's actually watching these different masters get together, and it's really difficult to describe. What you would want to do is go to awakenthefilm.com. But these different masters, and you're having an actual experience. It's an opening, an awakening, a looking into each other's eyes from the screen and the master and yourself, and it opens up all kinds of channels. It's very difficult to describe, and Bonnie is one of the masters in this movie, and that's one of the things we're going to talk to her about, is her description of what took place, how it took place, her viewpoint on this, or maybe what she felt even during the making of this process. But again, Awaken Soul to Soul is the movie, and there is no other movie like it. So you really have to kind of experience, but she's got over 28 years of hands-on experience, and she passes her knowledge on through the contemporary shaman teacher program. She offers mass clearings, all, of course, as to why we're all in this to assist humanity. So for more on Bonnie, you can visit her on our guest page, but you can go to her website at whiteflameinstitute.com. But let's talk to Bonnie directly and bring her on the show. Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great.
Great. So wonderful to have you on. Thank you for agreeing to come on. It was not too last minute, hopefully, for you, but I appreciate it's the same coming on.
Yeah. My schedule is kind of, it's flexible and sometimes not. So it worked out perfect.
Totally know that feeling. So first off, talk about, it sounds like you've added to your title as well. It's not just shamanism, but it's more contemporary, because I think things have changed in the world today with the whole spiritual development, hasn't it? I frequently talk about in workshops and such about, it's easy to go up into a cave and meditate, but let's come down here where you've got two kids, a part-time job, some single moms, two jobs, all this time, and then have that same meditative state of mind. And it's difficult. So we have to bring it in. We have to work it and weave it into our natural everyday lives. And so it seems to me that contemporary shamanism just kind of embodies that. Is that correct?
Yes, it does. And it's a little different. I mean, in a sense, it's different than what we might consider traditional indigenous shamanism, only because I don't use any of the ceremonies or anything that most shamans might use. My work is really about being able to access energy in an instant by altering my sense of reality. I mean, all shamans have that ability, and at the same time, it's kind of like the new paradigms here, and we don't need to do, or at least I have found that I don't need to utilize things like drumming or trying to go in altered states using alternative methods. It's something that can happen in an instant. But contemporary is really about the new age, the new paradigm. And with the thinning of the veils, it's like more and more people are able to work at these levels that weren't able, you know, this wasn't possible before. And now it is, and it's really, really, really awesome. And for me, it's like being able to teach other people to work at these profound levels is probably the most exciting thing in my life right now. So
isn't that fun? Isn't it when you've hit some understanding? The analogy that comes up for me, it's like going into a room and discovering this gold and amazing feelings and just this whole sparkly, just everything. And I stay in it, of course, for myself, but I quickly want to turn around, run out the door, and then get somebody and guide them to it and go, look what I found. Right?
It's
so much fun because when you recognize, because you experience it all over again, that's a wonderful thing about having children, is you get to experience life again with their discovery of things, and it awakens that inside of you. And I think that this is the same type of feeling when you help somebody discover that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So I want to go more into your work, but first, again, the reason why I've contacted you is because of the movie Awaken Soul to Soul. Have you have you ever done anything like that or even heard of anything like the movie?
No, that was all new. I mean, Denise's vision, she really wanted for people to have an experience, a direct experience, by looking right into the person's eyes and literally getting a download of transmission of energy. And I think she did a pretty awesome job of it. So no, that was nothing I had ever, I mean, I've been doing other things and of course TV and all that good stuff, but this was completely different. You know, we're looking right into a camera basically, and we're giving teachings or whatever it is we're doing, and then downloading some kind of an energetic transmission. And she captured it on film, which is really cool.
And you've seen that. Have you watched your particular segment?
I have, yeah.
And what did you grasp from that?
Well, I could sense and feel. I mean, there's a state of awareness that we all can obtain. And for me, it was like being able to transmit that and download that through the camera. So I could actually feel it and see it and sense it as I was watching the film.
I think it would be very different. It's one thing to watch yourself on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But in a situation like this, it's almost like staring into a mirror, but yet not, right? And so I think it'd be very interesting to connect soul to soul with yourself. I don't know if you tried it or not, or if you connect through your segment, but...
Yeah, that it's kind of like that. I mean, it's cool though.
Yeah.
I mean, the process was pretty awesome actually. You know, when they were filming me, I was the first one they filmed, and they actually filmed like quite a few hours. They actually flew out to me. I was in the desert at that time, and they flew out, drove out, and they were there for 2 days. And you know, out of that, you get like, you know, maybe not quite 15 minutes, but they extract what they're looking for. But the whole process was just phenomenal. And you know, just looking right into the camera and talking and doing whatever, you know, like I said, there's hours and hours and hours of taping.
Right.
And so there's lots of things we touched on. And actually, how what made it really easy, I mean, since then, it's really easy to look into a camera and do what I do. I mean, because I do these live stream clearings, so you look right into the camera with that. But what happened too was Denisa was close by, and then they also had a film on her. So when you looked into the camera, there was another little picture down below, so you could actually see her reactions and her face and that type of thing, which was really cool.
Wow. It's just interesting. It's such a new concept, and I guess it's going to take a little bit. I don't know if you've heard of any of the reviews or some of the feedback that's coming back of the experiences that people have had with this. Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have very powerful experiences, and it's also... Yeah. You know, your film is meant to be watched over and over because you just get more out of it every time you watch it. I know that happened for me, even just with the people that were in the film. I got new stuff or felt something different after seeing it several times. And each time was like a great new experience, like, wow, a bit more, even deeper. deeper meanings of it.
Right. What do you think from here? I don't know that this is a whole new direction for what you do, but I certainly feel it adds to it. I mean, do you think it's just another experience in your direction, or has this added a whole new facet to things that you'll be doing more of, do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm open to doing more stuff with Denise. She's talked about doing other things, other topics, so to speak. And I mean, I would be totally open to doing that. And as far as this in my life, we've shown the film here. I live in Las Vegas, and we've shown the film here once, and I was intending to create more showings of it. And at the same time, what I do, my work and my focus and my teachings and all that are like kind of like taking the front seat, so to speak. And so it just feels like this is also a piece of it. And, you know, it definitely contributes to the validity and that type of thing of who I am and what I do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's like the stuff I'm doing is really my focus and direction.
And let's talk about that. How has, for 28 years, that's a long time, especially when you're only 31. Yeah. And yeah. It's a long time to be doing what you're doing.
It's a very long time, yes.
It's good. It's a good amount of time. But what's, you know, obviously you've seen your changes and your growth, and you know, I feel that you're probably still just at the verge of, like, there's so much more to learn. But tell me about the basis of your work. I know that a lot of it is core clearing, if I got that phrase right, core clearing or kind of cleaning up maybe your past and moving forward. Or what is the main theme, I guess, of your work?
Well,
is there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's pretty huge, really. It's basically, I mean, of course, my work has changed over the years. I mean, if you were to listen to me years ago, and I, you know, years ago, it's very different than what I do now. And of course, it's more accelerated, and my expertise is just that many years, you get really good at what you do.
Of course.
But basically, the foundation of the work is really about liberating people from things that are not them. And what people don't really understand is if you have feelings or thoughts that you can't get through or over or get rid of or, you know, somehow get help with, you know, what most of the time it's something else in the way. I'll just give you a really quick example. I had a woman come in and she was sharing with me that she's now single, she's divorced and dating, and she has total anxiety, and she absolutely couldn't even function in dating. And so when I did the clearing, I took out all these entities inside of her. I took out cleared up a lot of past lives where she had literally been harmed and hurt and killed in many different ways. So the trust issues were really huge. And then also clearing out some of the dark force interference where there's actual energies around her body, in her body, that were kind of holding her in a certain state of being. And then removing thought forms. And so by the time I was done, it's like you can't even find that thought anymore. So, I mean, and it's possible for almost everything. And so, for example, like people with PTSD, which in reality, almost everyone in the world has some degree of PTSD, because what happens is any kind of shock or trauma or repeated abuse or life-threatening situations, especially people that are coming back from the war, they're coming back with extreme cases of PTSD. And what I do is clean out the entities, because it's amazing, but in these countries, their bodies get attacked and invaded with all kinds of really, really intense beings, and that happens because when you're in stress, you literally leave your body, and then things can come in. So we clean out all of this and bring you back in and take out some of the trauma and whatever else is in there, and you have a normal life again, and it's so fast. It's just amazing. So basically, anything that someone is experiencing, sometimes even physical pain, can be eliminated in a matter of seconds And, you know, behaviors, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, anything that ails somebody, or even, you know, inhibitions or insecurities or unworthiness, all anything that your mind runs stories over, or where you feel inhibited or blocked, or where you can't move forward, you know, that's the kind of stuff energetically that I clear. And then, of course, we do have the emotional stuff, which is the core emotional clearing. And that doesn't really need to happen until you've cleared out all these other entities and all these other things that are interfering with you. And then you're left with yourself. And then that's, you know, even though there may be some really intense things that people have lived through, they can get through it much easier. So it's a whole, it deals with the emotions as well as all the things that are interfering and influencing humanity, basically.
So it sounds very different, because working through past traumas and things like that, you know, is more of the, I don't want to say the norm, but you know what I mean? The function, I guess, of spirituality is to work through these things and release on those types of things.
Right, right.
And it almost, just so I'm not misunderstanding, it almost sounds like the work that you do for some goes away and almost like erases all those. Like you said, they couldn't even find the thoughts.
Right, and, yeah,
but
yeah,
you,
yeah.
But you know, you and I know that good parts of experience, whether it be what we label as bad or good, there's some growth there. There's some expansion there. Mm-hmm. Does that still remain?
Yeah, it doesn't take away from that. And just for a little clarity, when I had the Renaissance Center for 13 years, the focus was mostly on the emotional piece, which is what people nowadays are finally waking up to, that you have to do your emotional work. Well, what's happening for me in my world is, yeah, you got to do your emotional work, but let's clear out what's not you before you spin your wheels trying to do all your emotional work. And here's something that's really kind of interesting. If someone has, let's just say someone's been molested as a child, okay? So they got all this trauma. There's so many pieces to that. Okay, well, what's also going to happen is their body will also have other spirit beings, other thought forms, other influences that are contributing to the intensity of that experience, and some of the entities that are in there, because like energy attracts like energy, will have attracted to them other beings that have been violated or molested. So if you're doing just your emotional work around it, you know, you can get into all the different components and all the trust and violations and all the different feelings that arise. But what happens is if you don't clear out the entities or the thought forms or all these other energies that are inside the person, then they don't really get completely through it. There's always something there, or maybe they got to, you know, continue to go through some more stuff. And so what I like, for me, it's like it's so much more to it than just doing your feeling work. And, you know, the feeling work was something that I was doing like 28 years ago, and it wasn't even heard of. And now it's like really popular. And so now it's really popular, but they're still missing this other piece that's vitally important.
Well, they do. They spin around that and they think, okay, all done.
Yeah.
And then they come back, right, 6 months later, and they're like, well, I thought I got... And then they beat themselves up and judge themselves because they thought they had let that go. I thought I got rid of that already, and blah, blah, blah. And then they spin around just that.
Right, right. And then the other piece, see, the thing about emotional work that people don't know is... You know, people do this feeling thing and then they think they've done their feeling work. But if your mind is still active, if you're still in a thinking process, then you're not clearing it. It's all about the surrender. And when you clear your emotions, the key is you have to surrender completely to whatever the feeling is that's rising up, so that nothing else exists but that feeling. You have no sense of anything else around you. You have no sense if there's anybody else in the room with you. All you know is that feeling, and there are no thoughts. And then the moment a thought comes in, you're no longer in that deep surrender. So it's always about letting go, deepening all the way. And it can be excruciating. Sometimes it feels like you're going to go crazy, you're going to die, you're never going to come out of it. And
right.
Yet when you surrender completely, the unwinding happens, and I can see that in people's body, and then phenomenal changes would happen. But if you're trying to do your emotional work and you're still thinking in your mind any thoughts whatsoever, then you're not in that total surrender, and the energy is not truly unwinding. You have to know it, and the only way to know it is to become it so fully that there is nothing else but the feeling. And then the next feeling will rise up. Once you've gone through that and the energy's been released, the next piece will arise, and it'll be a different feeling. Yeah. So it's a process, and you know, this has been my work. Like I said, I've been doing this for 28 years, and originally it was about the emotional work, and now it's all about all of the pieces.
Right, so, getting down to the core, because yeah. You could be releasing on emotions forever, but
exactly the spin, the core,
just stay yeah. open, and they just mm-hmm. merely pass through you after
just
time.
Through the body, exactly.
I like that. It's a very, very good point, because that's what I've discovered as well, is that we're just removing some of the blocks. First, it's resistance to feeling what you feel, because the brain tells us, no, 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 I'm going to die if I let that feeling come
yeah,
up.
You're
going
right? to die, you're going to die.
And then they finally do, and then there's so many other different feelings, like that, like a tissue box. You pull one Kleenex, and it pops up. You pull. And it's like, after yeah. a while, you're right, we learn to just get rid of the whole Kleenex box. Instead of
exactly, it's pretty
tissue
awesome.
By tissue, right? So I love that work, and it's very deep. But it's also, you know, I don't want to scare people, but it takes effort, doesn't it? They have to be willing to.
You gotta be brave. I'm telling you, people come. I have to tell you, people would come in and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'm ready to do my work." And as soon as these feelings would start coming up, boy, they did not want to feel them.
It hurts.
All the resistance comes up, and they think. And I'm telling you, they say, and it's, I'm not joking. It feels like you're gonna die, or it feels like you're gonna go crazy, or it feels like you can't handle it. And yet, the truth is you can. You really can. But it's just about the surrender. Get out of the mind. But yeah, it's funny. People are so funny.
It's usually just getting past that first. Big feeling, you know, and then it's like, well, see, that wasn't so bad. And you didn't die. You're not this big mush blob on the floor. You're just fine. And you're right. They just run away. But I think that it's a challenge, because
your heart
a lot
felt
of
like
people
it was breaking into, crushing, shattering. Yes, yeah.
You're right, into 1,000 pieces.
But yeah,
I think it's challenging for our work in this day, because there are a lot of people that get lazy, and especially if they know that you're intuitive, because they just want the answers. Just give me the answer, rather than doing the work, isn't it? Are you finding challenges with your work with people and opening up to that degree?
Actually, not so much, only because I kind of educate them when we're coming in to do a workshop or any kind of emotional work. You know, it's like they're the ones who have to go through it, not me. They're the ones who have to face themselves, not me. And I make, you know, help them and support them, and then also guiding them, because once a person's in a feeling state, whatever's next presents, and just give them a couple words and they got it, and if they can just surrender, magic happens for them. But, most people, actually, the challenging piece, which is kind of crazy, but usually people that have done a lot of spiritual work and have been on a path for a long time, they have a lot of belief systems set in place. So when it's time to do this surrender thing, you know, they sometimes are the most difficult to get in to feel.
Yeah.
Because, it's kind of a trip.
No, I do. I know that. I always sometimes tell some of my clients, the worst thing you could do is have spiritual knowledge, because now you know, it's going to be twice as hard.
And then they think they got all the answers too. So sometimes they're not open. They think that this is only one way, or that what they've learned is the totality of truth, and it just simply isn't that. I mean, all paths lead you back, and you know, if something presents, be open to it.
And you're never done. They don't get that. You're never done. It's a constant expansion. If you get to a place where you think, "My God, I'm finally here," you're not. Keep going. You got to keep going, and you're right. That stops them in the tracks. Otherwise, it's just something. No, because my way is the way, and I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever. And they just get, stuck on that path. It's very fascinating. Do you think what is some of the biggest resistances, which is totally a word, do you find that people have today? There are different types of resistance, whether it be relationships or old past patterns or things like that. But do you find there's a commonality in some of the resistance that you get from clients? Is there one big theme sometimes among your clients?
I think for me, the people that have numbed out, where they really can't feel anything, those are the most challenging people. And then, of course, people in relationship, it's one. Oh yeah, this is a good one. So the whole thing about who's having a reaction. So if something happens and you react because your partner did something, and then you're saying, you made me feel this way. You know, it's like waking them up to who's having a reaction, because that's the doorway back into the self. There wouldn't be a reaction if there wasn't something inside of them. So when I had the center, the Renaissance Center, it would take, I'm telling you, Oscar, for real, it would take 2 years of a Know Thyself program for some people to finally get that they were the one having a reaction. Their reaction was about them, had nothing to do with the other person. Doesn't mean that what the other person did was right or wrong. It wasn't about that, but it was about their reaction to that. And even to this day, it is like people do not get that piece. And until you get that piece, you are lost. You will never, never create a relationship where you're on the same side, the same team, where you're using relationship for your own liberation. It'll always be about the enemy and you did this to me, rather than, oh, I'm having a reaction. Oh, must be something going on inside of me that I'm not awake to. So, I see it, I hear it, it's constant. And everyone. You know, the pointing the finger at somebody else because I had a reaction and you made me have that reaction.
We're very linked on that, because that's exactly what I was going to say. From my perspective, it's always the blame, always the, and you had said it, the pointing of fingers, because it's all of a sudden there's me and then there's what's attacking me, or like you said, the enemy, or what they're immediately attaching to the feeling, instead of it's just you and the feeling. And
right. And they're thinking that the other person made them feel that way.
But you know this,
obviously. I mean, when we clear something up, we're not having these reactions anymore. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
So people just, it's like they have a reaction and they point, you made me feel this way, or that's, or I'm being punished, or, you know, all these mind thoughts that have nothing to do with what's really happening.
And then again, also getting caught up in self-blame, because I allowed you to affect me. I said I wasn't going to do that. Right? And so then that's a whole nother circle.
Another story. Yeah, exactly. it's all ways in which we avoid looking at ourselves. It's all an avoidance.
It is. And we just, I want to, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. It's just about a minute or so. But I want to talk to you more about this, because now we're starting to get down into the core of what it really is about. And then maybe if you have, you know, your few tips and tricks from a shaman on what it is we can do right now to even start that self-exploration, or what it is that you would recommend, in the direction to head. I understand it. It obviously, you know, will takes more than just our short time together, but you know, maybe we push somebody onto that, push somebody and get onto that spiritual path.
We help
transition them onto the spiritual path.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that, but coming up in just a moment. Listen, everybody, hang on just a second. You're listening to Psychic Viewpoint, and I'm Bobby Marqueso. Our special guest, Bonnie Saratori. Is that the correct pronunciation, Bonnie?
Yeah, you got it right.
Thank you very much. Okay, good. And we're going to be back in just another moment. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And welcome back, everyone. Again, my name is Bobby Marqueso, and you're listening to Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Before we get back into our interview, I wanted to tell you, don't forget about calling in. That's going to be another, probably 45 minutes or so. We'll give out the number, and then you'll be able to call in and talk with myself or one of our other co-hosts and ask questions. Talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, and we'll try to help you in whatever way that we can. But meanwhile, I do want to get back to our interview with Bonnie Cerratore, who is a contemporary shaman. I want to give her that title for now until she corrects me. But we've been talking about getting into the core of who you are and then going a little bit further and realizing, I think, one of the main resistances that we have in life today is blame. The biggest resistance that we have is blame. You did this to me. I can't believe, I wouldn't be upset if you hadn't have said this or you hadn't have done that. And then trying to realize that it comes from our emotions, because if we don't have something else to put it on, how are we supposed to get rid of the emotion? And it's such a twisting road that's so difficult for a lot of people to grasp. So what would be one of the first things, Bonnie, when you're trying to direct somebody from your perspective, when you're trying to direct somebody to themselves, what is one of the ways that a person can get some of that self-awareness now? Or do you have a, I don't know if it's an exercise or a couple things to maybe start them off with? I mean, everybody's probably heard about breathing, right? You just start breathing. Sometimes that doesn't feed the mind so well. People want more.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, people really do need to at least make an attempt to grasp the concept that when your body, when you're having a reaction, you literally feel like a zing or a charge of intense energy moving through you. If that is happening, you are having a reaction to something that's already inside of you. So for people, when they're first like really practicing and wanting to have some kind of sense of self and looking at oneself and cleaning your own life up, you have to get that if you're having a reaction, there is something inside of your body, in your subconscious, that is causing you to have this reaction. And if you can wake up to that the moment you have a reaction, the moment you feel this zingy charged energy ripping through your body and you want to lash out or you want to make somebody wrong or you want to point the finger or blame somebody, you got to just pull it in and go and remind yourself, I'm the one having a reaction. I'm having a reaction. And to really get that reaction is your doorway in to the subconscious and that will allow you to unravel what it is that you are feeling inside that got lit up through the circumstances or situation that occurred in that moment. So the first step is always a self-awareness, and you have to, it's like, wake up. I'm having a reaction. My body's lit up. I'm on fire, I'm feeling all this intensity, and you got to just be with it and stay with it and don't put the energy, make it about somebody else. I mean, that's the very, very, very first step, is to wake up to who's having a reaction. I am.
I think that you have a very important step there to, first, I'm having a reaction, the feelings are going on, and then you start to realize why or where that reaction came from. So many people do the opposite, don't they? It comes up, and then I have to attack it, and I have to figure out why I did that, understand it, where it came from, that type of thing, and that's backwards. I think that if you do it in the steps that you said, the insights on why, if there is an insight to be had, there isn't. I don't think there is always. I think sometimes you do what you do, and so what? But if it comes up, there will be an insight. That's, you have to clear the way first. Right. For the insight to happen. And that was a very important step process that you said there, because so many people, like I say, do it backwards and they beat themselves up. I don't understand why this keeps happening, and they find out why.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help to find out why.
And people, something else that's really vitally important is your mind will never figure it out. Never.
No.
Never, never, never.
And so, it never helps. I always say, haven't you ever figured out why you've done something? And then you just big fat still do it. Or you do it again. So
you
obviously why doesn't help so much. There may be things that you don't even know about. So many things from childhood. Layers and layers and layers of thoughts and perceptions. But do you ever, Now, but I know in some of your work, though, you've talked about that you heal the present by going into the past, though. So
yeah.
How do you explain that then, as far as, so sometimes, and I agree that sometimes it is beneficial, but how do we know when it's beneficial to go into the past and when it's just enough to say, look, I'm in pain. I just want this pain to go away. It doesn't matter where, why, who, or what. I just need to alleviate myself of this reaction.
Yeah. Okay. That's a
big
good
one,
question.
Right?
So it isn't so much, I mean, sometimes, yes, we go into the past of this life. And yet what happens is if you look at the soul imprint, it carries forth all of its traumas, dramas, intensities, losses, betrayals, abandonments, on and on and on. And if you don't clear that, if you don't do the unwinding of the feeling component, you carry that forth. That's why people have the same over and over and over, same types of reincarnations, same types of experiences. It's like a loop. So partly clearing the past is truly clearing your life stream. It's clearing your, like I was saying before, entities, you know, things from the past that are contributing to how you are now. So, you know, for me, it's not so much you got to go back into your childhood and go through every little thing. It's not about that. But it's really about clearing your life stream, clearing your soul imprints, as well as if there's emotional trauma in the body, then yes, we clear that. But it doesn't mean you have to go back and remember everything. It's your reactions that are going to get you in there. And if you can just follow the feeling that rose up when you just prior to that immediate reaction, if you just go into that feeling, that's your gateway in. And that's partly how you're going to clear the past, is by dropping into the feeling that you avoided by blaming somebody else for your reaction. So what we're clearing is, yes, we're clearing all the emotional charge in the body, but we're also clearing soul imprints as well as everything else that's, you know, from the past in your energy field. So it's, you know, it's quite a bit, detailed, and yet it's just phenomenal. I mean, when the liberation that it happens for people is pretty astounding.
Well, it's like magic, and I mean, it's not magic, but to people who are doing it, it is. And it's a good point. I think what you just said may clear away a lot of walls or resistance as well with people, because it sounds scary when you talk about going into the past and figuring out, they're like, oh, I want to, you know, I just want to leave it alone, or I don't want to go there again. I don't want to feel those types of feelings again. You know, they spend however long they do covering it up, and now we're trying to uncover it again, and that's not it. So that was really, I like how you explained that, because I think that lowers a lot of people's, you know,
attitude. It's kind of like having a toothache, you know. It's like you can have this toothache linger for your entire life, or you can go in and get it taken out, and it's going to hurt like heck for a short period of time, but then it's over, you know? So it's the same thing with doing our emotional work. Like I said, you don't have to remember everything. You don't have to look for the memories. The feelings are already there. They're in your body. That's why you're reacting. So if you surrender to those, clean those out, you're going to find that your reactions stop, your mind chatter stops, slows down. You find yourself not reacting. You find yourself, you know, just in a much more state of being that feels more open and available and more compassionate and happier and more joyful. So, you know, it's really worth it. I mean, I know it's terrifying for people. I mean, the scariest thing we'll ever do is face ourselves. And yet it's the doorway to liberation.
It has to be done. And this is what you've been talking about for close to 30 years. This is what I've been talking about since I started. You have to do it. And we can't. You know, I always, you know, talk to them when they come and they want certain answers. You can't always get that from Mr. Psychic Boy over here. You got to do it yourself. And this is how. And it's so funny still to this day how many people are like, no, I don't want to do all that. Can you just give me the answer?
Tell me. People are terrified.
Oy vey.
but the deal is, like you said, everybody has to do it. And it's really true. Everyone will have to face themselves in this lifetime, or I don't care if it's 100 lifetimes from now, everyone's going to have to do it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about things that people can go to your website. They can get some information. I'm looking at, it's, you know, I really like this download. I'm so instant kind of guy. And when I buy things, I want it now, you know. And, I actually went to the store a couple of days ago and got, you know, they have these actual books, like you hold them, you know what I mean? And you turn the pages. It's crazy. You don't just lick your finger and swipe it across the screen. They have these actual books in a bookstore. First book I've bought since I don't know how long, and it was such a great feeling. But I love the electronic downloads. And you have a PDF called The Way Back Home.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Is that a good one for people to start? Is this a starting off point? Or
that's
or
a great
what?
Starting off. It explains all the how we get emotionally damaged, how the wounding all happens, and there's every story and there's an actual true story of actual people and their journey, and it tells people exactly how to do your feeling work.
Wonderful.
Step by step.
Wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful.
That's a good basic.
Okay, and again, that's on Bonnie's whiteflameinstitute.com. She's on our guest page as well, so you can just link to that. And then just go to the store, and, yep. And it talks about the books and CDs, and then you obviously have courses. You're in California, correct?
No, I'm actually in Las Vegas now.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, you did say Las Vegas, right? And yeah. But that's only 3 hours away from us. And I used to actually live in Las Vegas for a time. And the other, let's talk about the DVD Coming Home. Is that like a companion to The Way Back Home, or is that something completely different?
No, it's actually different. What it is it just gives you little snippets of consciousness kind of teachings, and that also is meant to be listened to like repeatedly. I remember the guy that, this is funny, the guy that, he was one of my students, and he was the one who put it together for me. He did an interview, and he took all these little segments, and he said during his creating of it, putting it together, it's like he just like had a moment where he just like literally almost fell to the floor, because he was like, wow, everything I have lived is a lie. His relation, everything. So it just shattered his world just listening to the, you know, to these pieces. So it's just things that will anchor into you and wake you up. And like I said, you don't just sit there and listen to the whole CD. It's like it's too much. You just listen right. to one or two sections at a time, and then you do it over and over, and it's like something starts to anchor in and wake you up.
Nice. So again, another great tool for a beginner, yeah, start with. Great. So tell me about, and this just sounds so fun, about your excursions. Is it called The Odyssey?
Yeah. Oh, those are so cool. It's someone was just recently, and I asked her to give a little synopsis of what that was like. She goes, just imagine being at the beach, having a great time, or having a glass of wine, and then Bonnie just kind of starts tuning into you and starts exposing some of your unconscious places. What it's really about, it's about liberation. It's about waking up while having fun. We do all this hard work and all this emotional work and all these really intense experiences, so we want to enjoy our lives while at the same time having awakening that's in a fun situation. So we go to wonderful, beautiful places and spend time together and just really be on vacation. And yet, you know, when you're in the hot seat, it doesn't feel so good. And it's really about helping you to unravel your behaviors, because you know when you're living in a group situation for 7 days, you know your behaviors get exposed, your attitudes, your beliefs, your dysfunctions, everything gets exposed. So it's in the moment when it's happening that you're assisted to wake up to it, first of all, and then also assisted to be willing to face it, and then also to clear it. So people literally have life-changing experiences while having fun.
Yeah, well, it's very funny. I always joke because this particular excursion takes place in Hawaii, and
I've
always joked about doing readings or sessions in Hawaii, because there has to be a point where I turn to them on the beach and say, seriously, what problems do you have right now? How bad is your life? You want me to help you? Come on, you're in Hawaii.
Yeah,
but I love the wording that you have, because it really, for me personally, sums up what it is that I try to do dissolving the ego, mm-hmm. getting people to who they are, not who they think they are. You, the ego, the personality that you are, the character that you are, is just a thought, and thoughts and that are, you know, feelings arise that can be let go of. And I love how you just go straight for that, because that is the place where there isn't these worries or anxieties or the finger pointing or the blame or something's been done to you. That's the Kleenex box, getting rid of the whole box. That's totally it. So I love your work. I think it's this is just wonderful. So you have excursions, but don't you have also like workshops or you know, things mm-hmm. that where people can get together, like intensives or things like that as well?
Yeah. We have core emotional clearing, which is dealing with the deep unraveling of the subconscious. So that those are very intense and yet very life changing. And then I do the live stream clearings, energetic clearings called Sundays with Bonnie. Those are now available every single Sunday. The first Sunday of every month is actually live. The rest are recorded, but they're all very effective because of the way it's done and the guidance that I help you to do. Then I have classes that I'm teaching other healers how to do this work. And I teach also lots of different mini classes, like one on relationship and another one on claiming sovereignty and just little, you know, lots of little things and some really big stuff. And we're going to be doing a major PTSD seminar in August. So that's going to be profound. I mean, that is, you know, guys are coming back with so much trauma and to be able to have it cleared and to get on with your life is like a godsend. Lots of different things.
Do you invite the families? I mean, do the families come as mm-hmm. well? Because obviously PTSD isn't something that just affects the person. It affects the entire families. Now we have to teach families, I don't want to say how to deal with it, but how to support their loved ones, right? There's two different types of teachings. There's you and how to get through that, and then there's a family on how to support them in the best way to get through.
Yeah, well, it's a clearing for everybody, because in that workshop, I give some teaching, of course. You have to kind of to talk about what we're going to be doing and the power of it and how it all works and how it all happens, how you get it. And then we do lots of little clearings, energy clearings, and integration, and lots of stuff. And so everybody's having a benefit, and everyone is having a clearing, even the family members that are there. So it's, you know, it's for everybody.
Right. And I'm sorry, when is that coming up again?
That's in August.
Okay. And then they can sign up on your website for that, can they?
I don't know if we have our date up on it. It is in there. There's a page on it. There's also an article on it. And then also in there, I think it's next to the article maybe, one of the guys, Brady, he was in the over in Iraq, and for 7 years he was suffering really bad, and medication, disability, therapy, and he came to something. This is in Utah, and I did a program there, and, you know, you can hear him. He says in 3 hours he had more clearing and than he did in 7 years. So it's pretty profound.
I do like the quickness of our type mm-hmm. of work, because yep. so many people try to do the right thing and they go to several other options, I guess, mm-hmm. available, right? Yep. And it takes too long. Nobody's ever getting right to the point. And we just, you get through it, don't you? You take them right where the mm-hmm. bud of the problem exists to get rid of it. And it does happen literally that fast. After one session, one excursion, one intensive, you can feel more clear than exactly what he said, than you felt in years.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Brilliant. What is it? Do you take clients, like, do you do this over the phone as well? Is it as profound over the phone?
Yeah, I mean, energy is energy. I mean, you can, you know this. We can see energy or work with energy, clear energy. It doesn't matter if the person's right next to us or over the phone or however. So mostly, though, I'm more focusing on the group clearing stuff and helping people in that way. It's more about helping lots of people. which is really cool.
I love groups.
And I do some individual.
I do like the individual sessions, but there's nothing like a group. You know, when you get together, it's that many times that many with the clearing and the releasing, and one person releases and we all do, and there's just some dynamic about a group.
Yeah. Oh yeah, powerful. Powerful, powerful.
Bonnie, thank you so much. I love your energy and love what you're doing and how linked it is. And again, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Get a hold of Bonnie at whiteflameinstitute.com. She's all over the web. YouTube, a few YouTube videos, so many tools on her website. Again, Sunday with Bonnie, also available. And just, you know, if you need some very, it sounds to me, and that's what I resonate with, is just some very simple tools to get going. So, Bonnie, thank you so much again.
Oh, and thank you so much. It's been really, really great. Really
all right,
fun.
Bonnie. All right. Take care, sweets. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There she is. Oh, that was just wonderful. I love that. I just love that whole attitude. So that was Bonnie Sartori. And again, whiteflameinstitute.com. But don't go anywhere, because we still have our second half of the show that we're going to be doing here in just a few moments. You get free on-air readings, right? Either one of us, Steve, Lady Brenda, Maureen, or myself, we're going to announce the call-in number coming up a little bit later in the show. And I'll let you know what the call-in number is and when it's appropriate to call in. But you can also listen to all of our previous shows. You know, if you're just coming in late or you're just listening to this for the first time and you absolutely love it and have to have more, then go to psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Under the Archives tab, you'll see all of our previous shows, and you'll be able to listen to whichever one that you resonate with. Listen to them all, download them, and listen to them when you're out for your walks or your hiking or things like that. They're a lot of fun and such. Also, circulate those if you get an opportunity. Let your friends know about it. I know that all of the people in the chat room generally do that. They tell their friends about it who come and join us for the show, and we do appreciate that, because obviously we want to reach as many people as possible, right? So if you could distribute some of those links to everyone and let them know that the show even exists, we do appreciate it. And then visit, you know, we have our psychicaccess.com. That's where you find all of our psychics who are amazingly talented. But we also have, from them, we require a lot out of our psychics to also write articles, spread your knowledge more than just on the phone. Let's talk about what it is that you know and tips and things that you have for everyone. And one of the ways we do that is through the bloggers site. You can visit that at psychicbloggers.com. There you're going to find out, again, the how-tos from paranormal to reincarnation, just a lot of ways to learn from so many different people that are on psychicaccess.com, psychic development, whatever it is you might be interested in. Again, the site name is psychicbloggers.com, and please visit that. And then when you're ready, you go over to psychicaccess.com and find a psychic of your choice and getting a reading from. I'm telling you, they're very professional, and some of the best psychics that I've come across. They're verified, accuracy tested, and each of the psychics on psychicaccess.com have their own unique gifts. You're able to choose from one of their profiles. We have detailed profiles, even videos where they talk about what they do and who they are. That's how you get connected with them. That's how you know if it's a good fit or not. And again, they are some of the most authentic, gifted psychics around. So Doug, who obviously with Psychic Access is his baby, and has done an amazing job and has high expectations required of every one of the psychics on there, except for Steve, our co-host psychic. Not a lot, but we don't expect a lot from him. We just kind of went, that's how he is.
Whose profile name is Bobby.
Bobby Marqueso. So yeah, very.
Bobby, I love that you use my name for your profile.
Well, sure. Yeah, why not? If I want to be perceived as the best.
Oh, you boys!
See what I did there?
Break it up! Break it up!
That was a compliment. So all the co-hosts here, Lady Brenda, Maureen, and Steve and myself, all work at Psychic Access Talk Radio as well. So listen, when we give you the call-in number and you ask us questions tonight, we're going to give you as much as we can in the little time that we have possible. But remember, if you want to continue on with that or go deeper into that, you can always contact us on PsychicAccess.com after the show or anytime. Look at our schedule, see when we're working, and we'd love to hear from you. There's another way, too, I wanted to mention to some site owners or webmasters that you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading of traffic that's referred to Psychic Access. So if you'd like to help us spread the word, you're doing a good thing, and you're also kind of making some money on the side as well. PsychicAccess.com/webmasters. Find out how you can get involved, and again, you kind of helping us help them as well. So remember, if you like the show, invite your friends. If you don't like it, keep your mouth shut. That's basically the rules. No, that's my rules, not the rules. The call-in number, and here goes Maureen in the chat room.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been doing my job.
You're slow tonight. Oh, there it is. No, it's way up. You were way ahead of me. I was looking for it. I was waiting for it to come across, but you already did it like 10 minutes ago, you slow.
Yeah.
724-444-4851. Give us a call, not yet, probably about 15, maybe 20 minutes. We'll spend some quality time with you, and you'll be able to talk to each one of us, not one person to each one of us, one person. And then we'll be able to, again, talk about anything it is that interests you and things that you might like help with. But that's going to come up in just a little bit. Meanwhile, bringing all of my co-hosts back into the show. Hello, everyone. What do you think of contemporary shamanism? Ew.
Are we lost for words?
Wow, I guess not.
It was.
Oh, wait, stop, everyone! It's too much.
This is her life, and I really love to hear from people who aren't just touching upon these subjects like, oh, it's the latest New Age whim, but they really have dug deep and they've made it, you know, a part of their whole life study and their purpose in life. And especially, you know, talking to her as far as her healing work and everything. Now, I wasn't real understanding about the whole looking in the eyes thing. I think you kind of like had described that about that movie. And I haven't seen it.
Well, I can't state on it or give it a very good opinion about it from a film point of view. I understand the exercises because I have been in workshops. I've led workshops doing just that. There's an eye exercise where two people sit in front of one another. It's completely silent after you've released with your partner. And there is just a merely looking upon each other's eyes, getting right to what I would also call the soul-to-soul connection. Mm-hmm. There's no words that are spoken. You may smile. People have ended up just bawling their heads off. Other people have ended up laughing so hard. But you do it for at least a good 15 to 20 minutes sometimes. Sometimes it's followed up by a complete releasing session, and then you do this, or the entire session itself. So I understand the profound effects that just simple soul gazing is another term for it, can do. I haven't experienced that on film. That's what this film does, but it's different because now you're talking about somebody who, obviously like Bonnie, who's so deep into this path that does that with you. It's not just like you and me doing it, which can still be obviously amazingly profound. I would think it would be different. Imagine one of your mentors or a master and doing it with them. I just would think that would just elevate things. So I think that's what the film is aiming to do.
Oh, let's see. I'd like to go eye to eye with Steven Tyler. That would be interesting.
And I can tell you right now where that would end up.
Maybe lip to lip. No, oh my! I want to say that. I'm a married woman.
I know exactly where that would go.
Well, you know, it definitely breaks down the barriers. And that method, I know you, soul gazing or whatever, it's kind of been around in these big, like groups, self-realization groups, not the guru type groups, but you know, those big spiritual development groups, like in the late 70s, early 80s, that were really prevalent, you know, and they had like these leaders and
they would do that whole thing. They'd have huge rooms full of it, and you'd pair off. And yeah, it's about releasing all this stuff that's inside of you.
Yeah, the movie, from what I can tell already, the now I haven't seen it, but just from watching the trailer of it, reminds me a lot of, put together and produced a lot like the movie The Secret. These masters are talking, and you have the images and the music behind it. Very uplifting, very motivating type of way. But the movie goes deeper than that. That's the parts that they didn't show on the trailer of the soul gazing or the eye, you know, staring deep into that and clearing. So I don't know what the rest of that is about, other than talking to Denisa and a little bit to Bonnie tonight. But so Maureen, what do you know anything about shamanism or anything of that extension? Because it seems to me that I love how, like what Brenda was saying, is that this is her life. This is somebody who truly is moving humanity forward, isn't she, by changing and making people. I mean, we do work with individual clients, and of course that in its own helps humanity move forward, but it seems like she's one of the people on the leading edge.
Right. I'm echoing. What up with that? Everybody wants to hear me. Oh, no, I'm not. Yes, you know, actually, I wanted to address that. It was wonderful because she's all about the collective, everybody, you know, and coming together. And yes, I have had, I've spoken about this before. I have had I've had shaman, what would you call it? Shaman spitting on me. Remember, I think I've had some work done that from a shaman doing some work on me big time. But what I liked about what she is not, she's not the, when I was listening to it, it wasn't about the work she does, like, a regular shaman, conventional, I don't even know how to put this, as shamans traditional shaman, yes. This is what I liked about her, and she, I loved the way the interview was so, she expressed herself, it was so flowing too. I loved, and it is a direct reflection of like what Brenda had said, it's like, This is her stuff. This is her thing, and she is supposed to do what she's doing, and she's doing it authentically. Obviously, this is her life, and I really enjoyed listening to her. But I love the part, she is not the traditional. She goes beyond that even more so than what she's doing.
I can just feel that she does. You know, again, we have a lot of people who talk about the work and such, and. And I love the people that we've come in contact with on the show who are truly doing it and not just talking about it.
Exactly. And that does happen in the new agers. This is something. And Brenda, I liked what you said about this stuff. You know, people. You know, really, the thing is about spiritual development. I'm really all for that. Even when I talk to people one-on-one, I know they want to hear about relationships. But when I get people that want some insight on spiritual development,
isn't that just like getting some candy? I mean,
It is like getting candy, exactly. And this is what she's doing. Yes, it is. I'm glad you concur on that one, Brenda. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys. Well, I don't know what the boys think, but.
Well, you know what? What we just need to do a show to exclude the boys.
I think we might.
Have a girly show.
Have a girly show.
Whatever. Yeah. You guys can talk about high heels and eyeliner and all that kind of stuff. Whatever you talk about.
Yeah, but appropriate to the new age look. Okay.
Mr. Steve, your viewpoints on shamanism or just on our guest herself.
I thought she was very interesting. I don't know an enormous amount about shamanism, but I did meet a fascinating a Peruvian shaman at a dinner recently, and he was talking the evening before apparently about the lion and the Leo full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that next day when I had dinner with him and some friends, there was a beautiful ginger cat outside the house who'd arrived the evening before, the evening of the Leo full moon. And that's the cat that I took that came to my house.
Right.
So we always laugh and say that the cat came with the Leo full moon when the Peruvian shaman was in town. But he's a very interesting man. I did watch a fantastic documentary about people going to the Amazon for shamanic healing, drinking ayahuasca and things like that. And it was very, very interesting. I'd like to learn more.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just one of those subjects, like most of the subjects that we have on here, that you could just talk forever about. You know, it's such a flow that it just seems to be never ending. Do you guys like, and especially, I mean, I don't, besides Brenda and Steve, I know you talk in front of people and lead workshops and things like that as well. And I don't know if you do that as often as you want to, but Maureen, what do you like the individual sessions as well? It seems like you really connect well with people when you're doing your individual sessions rather than, I don't know if you've done groups or even if you're comfortable in group type settings.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, in the 90s, back in the day.
Back in the day.
In 1990, I opened a subsidiary of my business, Tarot Visions. I opened an Academy of Metaphysical Arts. It's interesting when Steve brings up metaphysical. And there, I had a group of practitioners that taught different types of universal understanding, spiritual understanding to people. And I led workshops at that time. And I do like groups, but, well, some groups don't want to be around. No, I used to do that a lot more. And in fact, I'd like to get back into it. I feel very comfortable around groups, but I've kind of gotten away from that because of you guys. I feel comfortable about doing it. I used to feel comfortable. I'd like to get back into it more. Yeah. But, you know, I do my show, and it's, even though I can't see people, there's a group of people. The other show I do, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So there you have it. What do you want me to tell you? Right, Maureen, you're just making that all up. No, I'm just kidding.
I
like groups. You know, I wanted to say this. I used to be real into doing sweat lodges, and God, I haven't done that in probably 10 years. And I was always real committed because I had a very dear friend who is a Hyatt Belder and she's an Indian woman and Native American, and very dear friend of mine. But we used to, she would invite me, and I was for years very much into regularly. That's a group thing, you know. So that, and in teaching and such like that. But yes, that answers your question about who I am.
It does. And do you agree, Lady Brenda, as far as doing groups and things like that? Do we all like the groups more than, not that we don't appreciate the individual, but there's just something about the groups, isn't there?
Well, it's interesting, you know. And in my belief system, we kind of, I'm a neo-pagan druid. Oh, I've just said it. I've outed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so we have, you know, festivals and gatherings and groups and classes. And what I've noticed when you got the groups, you know, it's not that I don't like teaching individuals, because I do. And as a matter of fact, I'm doing a Reiki class on Sunday. So, but anyhow, there's an energy, because not only are you going to go through, you know, the teachings and what the lessons are on the particular subject, but then I like to throw in, you know, a practical thing where everybody tries it and everybody, you know, and there's always, you have the power of one, but if you have the power of many, you can really change things.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, don't you agree too? I mean, I've seen you talk in front of groups before, and just the video part of it, but there's something about it.
I love being with groups, yeah. I love just trying to answer questions and interacting with groups. I gave a presentation on Monday evening in Knoxville, and there was a quantum physicist in the audience, and some of the questions and points she came up with were just incredible. She was saying that she has a lot of evidence that backs up, that proves metaphysics. And it was just very interesting. But she was explaining how she finds it very difficult to get a publisher who's actually prepared to publish scientific information about metaphysics. So I just love engaging with groups of people like that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very much so. Well, listen, we've got a couple of phone calls that are starting to come in now. And what I'll do is let's open up the phone lines. We'll get back to our discussion if need be. But if you want to give us a call, now would be a good time. 724-444-4851. So here's what we would like for you to do is when you do get on the phone with one of us, just try to be exact. And we sometimes we only have time for just one question. So what if you have three or four questions, pick one that you think is most important for you and then just come across with that one question so that we can help you and then get you off the damn phone so we could get to somebody else. So if you can, I'm teasing, but I'm serious about the one question because we know you want to get as many questions as possible. We get that, but sometimes we just get very backed up and we want to try to help as many people as possible. So please, just one question per person that will allow us to take all the other phone calls and the people who are waiting. Again, the number is 724-444-4851. I can't promise, but if we start running a little bit, not low on phone calls. And there's my son. Hi, buddy. I'm only doing
this.
How are
that
you?
That was precious. That was precious.
It is super. I have Superman shirt on. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, hang on.
That was lovely. That was lovely. I like that.
So anyway, let's get to some phone calls. And I was going to say, if we have time, we'll get to some questions from chat. But let's immediately take a phone call so I can put this on mute and hug my boy. Maureen. I believe you're first. You have
Georgia.
You have
Georgia.
Georgia, right?
Georgia. Hello, Georgia. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Well, what can I help you with?
I was trying to find out. I'm having a difficult time getting a job and. The problem, it's kind of weird, so it's kind of like one question wrapped into one. I get job leads, I get interviews, I usually get the last of the two people standing. I've been told that they're going to offer me the job, wait for the phone call, et cetera, and no job happens. And this has happened minimum 5-8 times. So I'm trying to find out, do you see me getting a job with blocking the air, just anything on that craziness?
Okay, got it. You know, this is what I'm getting. I'm seeing that you're feeling, I can understand why you'd get to this point. What I'm about to say is, I see you feeling like you don't have any, your personal power is not intact. And what I mean by that is, and that this can happen when after so many times, like you just said, you feel like you're not able to manifest what you want, and you know that you have all the elements or all the makings of doing it to make it manifest in your physical place, you know, physical place right now. So I feel that a lot, you know, it's so important because I feel a lot of times it is our thoughts, and I'm one for this, if your thoughts get into a place where suddenly every time you'll go, because you've been kind of let down, things start happening, and you kind of just assume now, I'm sure if you go to another one, okay, it's going to happen again. So I also just, there's
okay,
been
so
a lot of it.
I just have no expectations anymore.
I know, and I can understand that, definitely, because I can definitely relate to that. Things have been very, this has been unfair, and it also feels like the last place that you did, you don't want to go into a place as well, as I see, like you experienced the last time where there was so much commotion. The last place you worked, it looks like there's so much commotion. There was some changes, downsizing or getting rid of people, that your ship, it wasn't what you expected when you had started, whenever the last job that you were at. So my feeling is this. I see you getting some good news. I do. But I also feel that this has a lot to do with your you said a perfect word. Your expectations are not high anymore. So I know it's going to be really easy for me to say, and I can relate to this, but what I want to say to you is you know, meditate. And I have a hard time doing that too, but meditate on, you know, that law of attraction stuff. It works. It does work. But I do see you getting good news within the next 4 weeks. There's something, there'll be some good news coming from some job that I'm not sure which one it is, but it does appear like it's coming from a warmer area, if that helps. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I am, out of my mouth. But it does look like within the next 4 weeks you'll get good news, and it will take you into the summertime, but it feels like it's going to be coming from a warmer area, or be warmer outside, like dry heat. I don't know, but that helps. But I do feel within the next 4 weeks. In the meantime, like I said, you're not doing anything wrong. I can understand where you've been let down, but really, I feel that you could grab hold of your personal power and turn yourself around. You can do it. Your dreams will be pretty intense coming up pretty soon too. I think, and I feel that your dreams will be giving you some helpful messages of working this through. And I do, I feel for you, because I understand what you're going through. Absolutely, I can feel it. So, Kathy, you will hang in a little longer. But while you're hanging in, really listen to some meditation. Go on YouTube, get some meditation, little, even 5 minutes worth, anything like that, for the law of, you know, not so cheesy stuff, but something like that. Do you follow me okay on that?
Yes. Just one follow-up. When you say a warmer area, are you just talking in the summer months, or I will be moving? Because
no,
I live in Georgia, so it's usually warm here.
Okay. It just seems, well, then it could be just, no, I don't see summer months before that. Are you willing to relocate?
I would rather not, but I would go if I have to at this point.
Okay. I do feel it's going to be good news for you, and it may be a relocation, but it's going to be, it will be really good. It'll be positive. And it may be a relocation.
Okay. Well,
okay, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay,
I hope I helped
you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much, Miss Maureen. Sure. All right, Brenda, just a caller from South Dakota.
Hi, South Dakota. How are you this evening?
Oh, not so good. I just had some news today, and interesting, the show kind of gave me some ideas, but I work with kids and for years and years and years, and I worked with this individual, and I heard today that he was put in prison for molestation. And at first, I didn't have a reaction, just like, oh, my gosh. And then pretty soon it got worse and worse as my thoughts, you know, started going. And then I just started crying. I just, you know, I had to go somewhere and try to get myself under control, and had somebody talking to me, and it just continued through the day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not usually like that, and I just kept crying and crying, and so I'm wondering what you can tell me, you know, like, I don't know, spiritually, is there, you know, what is going on here, you know, I'm just at my wit's end. It just was so emotional for me that, and usually I'm not like that. So what can you?
It's pretty traumatic.
Tell me? Yeah.
Well, the first thing I see is, you know, there's truth to it, and then there's not truth to it. I feel when I'm looking in here, I'm seeing that there is evidence against this person, and but there's two sides of people a lot of times. And the side that he showed you was sincere, but he couldn't control that other part of himself. That's not excusing it, okay?
Okay.
And it was very well hidden. And this was something that he'd battled with for a long time. And actually, he was glad that he was caught, in a way, because that's going to lead to him maybe dealing with this on some karmic levels. If you want to know the big picture of it, yes, you know, there was harm done. However, I feel that these kids will heal. and they'll heal from this the best that they can, and they will become, you know, what they're supposed to become in this lifetime. What I'm seeing is that I don't feel that there was any deception. I know you're thinking that how could he be doing this, and this is on my watch, or this is in my association, and how did I not notice anything? There was no way to notice it, because it, just like a person can have like a Jekyll and Hyde personality, I feel that he had that. And so it was nothing, it's beyond your control, in other words. And that's what I feel you're struggling with, because you felt, you do feel that maybe there was something I could have done, correct?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
You have to let it go. You have to let it go, because, you know, it's a cycle in the universe, and, you know, there's nothing you could have done, and just, you know, be thankful that he was caught when he was caught.
But he'd been with the kids and with me for like 15 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I guess, was there something that some lesson I was supposed to learn? What is, you know, looking at the big picture, for me, was there something that I was supposed to have done or learned or processed, or,
you know,
or something? I mean,
your lesson in it is now, but there really isn't a lesson for you. This is not about you. This is about him and what he did and how he hid this. It's falling upon you, and the lesson in it for you is that you couldn't control the situation, and I know you felt that you couldn't keep these kids safe, but you did the best you could do given all the information. He hid this very well. In a way, he was kind of diabolical. But it's not a reflection on any of your actions. You've got to let it go. You've got to send healing towards these kids and let it go. It's all about the healing right now. It's not about, you know, he's going to get his comeuppance. But right now it's about you turning this feeling of betrayal into sending the energy out and reaching out to those kids if you can.
Okay. Yeah, that helps.
Well,
I was really in a bad way, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. What was I supposed to
know? It's shocking.
What was I supposed to have learned? And my goodness, how could I be with this, be around this person, and have him with these kids? And it was bad. I thought, you know, there has to be something, you know, for me, that something I was supposed to look at or something. So
your time for looking at it is now. At the time that it was happening, it was about him, and it has been about him. It's his struggle, his torment.
Okay.
But yours is now. Your role is now, and it's a very important role, because it has to do with the healing aspect of this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All
Thank
right,
you
honey.
Very much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So difficult. That's part of what we were talking about earlier, isn't it? When it's the other person, you have to really just go into and pay attention to your own feelings, your own reaction. And I think you really hit on a great point, Brenda, where, you know, you've got two different things going on here. You have your feelings of how she was feeling. How could he act that way, you know, around me? And how could he do this to me? And then you have the effects on the kids as well. There's two different things going on there that she has to deal with. But like you said, in the overall picture, it's the kids and
it's about the healing now.
And all the healing, right? Somebody's
it's not about you. Now. It really wasn't that, and I think we make that mistake because we take it on. We're conscientious about our work and our caring for these kids and stuff, but sometimes you have to separate yourself because, you know, there are sometimes these things that are occurring, even if it's been years and years, this association with this man was not about her. It was about, you know, his thing. And now, you know, now she picks it up. Now it's her time.
Well, it's his path, isn't it? He's the one that he chose all this. And at some point must have, you know, knew he was going to get caught or something like that.
Oh, I think he wanted to get caught. He wanted to. That's what usually happens. They're in such torment that they create an opportunity for themselves to get caught.
You know, in some weird, I mean, I feel the exact same thing. That's where I was headed. I think in some, you know, you have to see things from our bigger source perspective, I think, and to understand what we're saying. But yes, there is, I think he wanted to get caught as well. I think there's a self-punishment here, and his punishment, the way he only knew how, is prison. And, you know, he put himself there. You know, not that that's a consequence or anything, but it's just what is. And then you leave that, like you said, and there's nothing left now but the healing. So,
in the perfect world, he'd be tarred and feathered.
That's very
Could
true.
You imagine?
Oh, my God.
If you think about that, that's something pretty intense.
The
you
things
know?
They used to do to people are intense. You know what I've always just couldn't imagine is being drawn and quartered.
Oh, that is just like
no
in
way.
Braveheart.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite movie, by the way.
Is it? You know, okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
No, I've never seen that movie.
You are, oh, what? Where have you been? Oh, living under a rock?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My oh, God. Well, you know what? Your mission, if you decide to accept it, is to watch Braveheart.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do it. I promise I will. All right, listen, our phone number, 724-444-4851. Give us a call in. It costs you nothing. Bupkis, the most you'll get out of it is some learning and maybe some healing and answers that you're looking for. So you're more than welcome to give us a call now as we can answer some of your questions and talk about anything it is that you would like to talk about. So let's bring Steve. We just haven't heard enough from Steve, I think. People love his accent, and we just want him just to carry on. If you could recite the first two acts of Shakespeare, that would be wonderful, Steve. Thank you.
Out, green sickness, carrion.
Oh, geez, he knows it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You go.
I know
a
fair
boy.
Amount. We used to have
to hear more.
We had to memorize it.
Oh, my God. So I hit right on the...
I will tell you something really interesting, but you guys will really find this fascinating. I was reading a book last night by C.C. Zane, and that's the pen name for Elbert Benjamin, who wrote all of the Church of Light material. He was an absolute genius. And in this particular book that I was reading about astrology, it's called Spiritual Astrology, he correlates astrology with the Bible. And so you read these different quotes from the Bible, and he tells you what they mean in terms of metaphysics. And then it goes on, and he talks about fairy tales and stories that we tell each other and tell our kids, like Father Christmas and Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And the suggestion is that these tales were created to contain spiritual and metaphysical truths that you can decipher. And it is so interesting.
That's very fascinating. I love that. And with the, you know, especially with the Bible and going in that direction. What were we going to say, Marina? I cut you off.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because in the Union, psychoanalyst, you know, I love Carl Jung. Anyway, they used a lot of Grimm, and before the Grimm fairy tales, which I have a huge book on it, the original ones, they had to clean them up a lot for the children, but they were all archetype. They had like Little Red Riding Hood, they called her Red Riding Cap originally, the Grimms. It had to do with intuition, of knowing that there were little spiritual stories, like Steve's talking about in the other ones, and some of the little match girl had to do with isolation and using. It's fascinating you bring that up, because there's all the Grimms they use, like Carl Jung used the Grimms fairy tales. But like I said, I have the book original ones, and they're just tormenting. Children would be scared to death. And they clean them up. And then like the red shoes, it has to do with dancing in circles and not living a life that's authentic. And if anybody has heard the red shoes, you know, all these fairy tales.
Red shoes, Maureen.
What?
Red shoes.
Well, Oprah wears red shoes. Well,
I wear them as well.
Shoes.
Are you dancing a crazy dance? You need to slow down because what happens is that your feet will get cut off because you won't settle down. Okay. No, that is fascinating, though, to me. And these stories, I love story. I love the storytelling of those.
It's as though the truth was encoded.
Yes.
Because it wasn't written.
Yes, I
agree.
Well,
it is written, but it was removed from the library in Alexandria. I'm sure most of the material, or much of the material from Alexandria, must be in the Vatican vaults.
I'm sure you're right about that.
Wouldn't you love to be able to go down there and sniff around?
Oh, my God. I'd so love to go there.
Maybe even astro flight down there.
That would just be luscious.
Yes, it would be luscious.
I mean... Can't you? That's when we've talked about this before, like watching the History Channel when they're doing things like that, you get insights as to what is really there. At least I have. Maybe I'm just speaking for my own.
Yeah, experience. I have to. No,
could
I have to
travel there or look into it. And that's what makes it so fascinating. That's why, like, oh my God, I would love to just see everything. So many. Well, you just know that, and I don't mean to start conspiracy theories, but there are so many secrets throughout there.
I know.
Just know. Oh, my gosh.
Well, didn't they talk about that when Tom Hanks did the decoding? Remember the, which one was it? You know, he did.
Da Vinci Code.
Yes. And
the Da Vinci Code.
And he was talking about how they filmed down there and they were able to get in some areas. I remember reading about that. Maybe I'm wrong. Some areas that blew them away that they were allowed to go so far in the records of some sort. You know, I don't know. I'm not making this.
They did the same thing. There was, got Nick Cage, you know, did movies and such. And the last one, or the second one anyway, was filmed in South Dakota, obviously where I lived at for a time. And they talk about the secret chamber that's actually behind Mount Rushmore Faces. And where they kept certain secret documents and such, and so there's a big controversy over that. And I've been up there, and there is a cave behind there. But of course, they never say if there's anything buried in there or whatever. But you guys like conspiracy theories? Do you like that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
My husband is totally into those. I mean, to the extreme. And sometimes it annoys me because I like them too, but not like him. I mean, he seeks out the most bizarre conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I like the more interesting, like what kind of work, that stuff.
I think I like him so much because I know there's a lot of truth in some of them. I do know, that they spin their web. But there's a lot of truth, I believe, in them as well, or at least that's, again, psychically picking up on that, and that's what fascinates me so much.
Yeah. So, so why don't we all just plan to just, knock one right out of the ballpark and pick one and just go for it.
Oh, there's so many.
There are so many.
Wonderful. Let's get the number out one more time in case anybody would like to give us a call. 724-444-4851. At this point, if somebody has a question from the chat room, I would offer that up if it's all right with Doug, that if somebody wanted to ask a question or something you wanted to talk about, we could certainly do that. Looks like, actually, Doug just posted up a question from chat. Steve, for you. QT84.
Will I find true love and get married? And with whom? Gosh, she's expecting me to give the name.
And what he looks like, please.
Hi, sorry?
And what he looks like.
And his car registration. Well, actually, I do feel that he's darker haired, medium brown to darker haired. I don't feel that he would be fair haired. Let me see. I'm drawn to the month of October, actually, but I don't feel it's October of this year. Yeah, absolutely. The cards are really good. The cards are very, very good. So I feel absolutely you will. And I feel that you would meet the person in October. But again, I don't feel it's this year. I feel it's next year. And my guides say to be really focused on your own self-esteem, to be working upon your relationship with yourself. The more you strengthen that, the more you will meet the right person, somebody that really respects you and cares for you. I feel like there are some emotions attached to March in the past. I feel that there was maybe a separation or an ending in the month of March, and that ending still needs to be worked through. There are still some resentments to let go of, but I do feel that you'll be successful. And again, I feel darker hair in the month of October. So wish you lots of luck.
Well, a name, Steve. We want a name. That was, what was that?
Oh, Bobby Marchese.
Oh. I would be taken. Honored, QD84. Oh, my gosh. Okay, any more questions from chat room, you're more than welcome to post. Or, again, just please give us a phone call at 724-444-4851. There it is. Thank you, Maureenie, for posting that into the chat room as well.
Sure.
Who's got the show coming up next week? What are we doing next week?
Oh, it's going to be a good one. We've got Dr. Mitchell Gibson, who is a psychiatrist, very well experienced man, but he's also an astrologer, and he's written quite a number of books. The two that I've read were specifically about identifying spiritual and psychic abilities and also mental illness in people's natal astrology. And he uses a different methodology, which is extremely interesting and that's proving to be very accurate. So we have him joining us, and we'll be talking mostly about spiritual ability, psychic ability, healing ability, etc. But I will also ask him about the model he's developed and how that might be used in the criminal domain as well. So it will be very, very interesting.
Wow. There's just so many, you know, it's interesting because we find so many different facets to all of this. You know what I mean? So many different directions or different ways. And I enjoy hearing about the new type of techniques or such, you know.
I tend to go for guests that I've read or that I've read about. So if I find, I read a lot, as you guys know, I love to read. And when I find really leading edge work or somebody that I'm really impressed with, then I approach them and ask if they would come on the show.
That's great.
So I allow my reading to guide me to the right people.
That's awesome. That's a good way to find guests, because I find too, you know, in finding guests that if they're interesting to you, they're going to be interesting to obviously the listening audience as well. And plus you just have so much fun during the interview, you know?
Yeah, and I like to use this show. I believe that in fitting things together. So I like to learn from our shows. So I love to have a guest that I really wants to speak with, because I think it makes for a really natural interaction. I loved having Jessica Murray because she's somebody I absolutely admire. So it's great fun. I look forward to Thursday evenings being with you guys and our listeners and helping people with the readings, but also learning each week. Because as we always say, it's a never-ending journey of learning and growth.
Yeah, you're never done. Never done. There's a question from the chat room, Elena, piggybacking off of QD84's, wants to know if I will meet somebody too. I would like to get married sometime soon, and I won't ask for a name, she says. Thank you, Elena. I think, Elena, excuse me, sorry. I think you're set for a good relationship to come your way. There's just still a little tinge of trust, you know, meeting somebody, and then you meet them, and they're, you know, really just great looking and great smile and great personality, and then there's still just a little tinge of too good to be true type of thing. And I think just a little more releasing on that, and you'll be able to open. I don't think you have any problem meeting somebody. I can see that that's all open. But it just feels like when it comes to really settling into a relationship, then that's when the little tinge comes up. So you're just about there. I'm taking a look at first. What I usually do is I take a look at the person to see if you're ready to meet somebody and what kinds of things or obstacles you might have that you might need to remove, you know, so you can meet somebody really nice. And again, as I'm looking at you, I don't see anything except for just what I talked about. And, you know, as I'm still kind of taking a look here, it just feels like you're really set, ready to go. And so now we take a look at, so if that's the case, when will somebody come in? And if you haven't already met them, I feel like you've met them recently, who's, you know, kind of caught your eye or caught your fancy, as you say, it's going to be very, like, within the next couple of weeks. Now, will that be the one? I hate saying that sometimes, because each relationship helps you grow and expand and learn so that you can meet more of the person who you want to be with for a longer period of time. So if you can, I would really shrink away from trying to say, is he the one I'm going to marry? Is this finally the relationship I've looked for? It's a relationship that you've been looking for that will serve you and serve the other person. And the time together, who knows? Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes it's 20 years. Just enjoy the time in each other and that experience and get into that. And if you can really go in that, your relationships will last a lot longer and be more meaningful than putting some kind of a time stamp on it, waiting to see if this is the one and then why didn't that work out? And then you beat yourself up because we think we have to be successful in every relationship that comes along. I think you've had your share. I think you've put in your time. And that's why I say you're really ready to meet somebody, because you're getting past that and you know what you want, you know, and that, I think that's brilliant. So again, very quickly here, you're going to meet somebody who will definitely light up your life. And I hope that that will be somebody who will be with you for a long time. But I definitely know that it will, again, just going back to what I said, somebody who will light up your life. And I think you deserve that. So hopefully, Elena, you got all that and makes sense to you. And again, we're going to give out the telephone number, see if we get another phone call or another question from chat. 724-444-4851. Brenda, what is your most, I know Egypt is really fascinating with you, but what topic really gets your juices flowing, like to really talk about on the show?
Well, Egypt's the big one, but, you know, I love, like, mysterious things, like the tools, like when we were talking about the Ouija board and
right. Ooh,
all that stuff. I love anything having to do with, you know, the paranormal, spirits, ghosts, it's because I've seen them all, you know, and I've interacted with them. And it's just a fascinating to know that just right outside of our consciousness, they're there. I mean, they're living in another dimension all around us. So, you know, that's one of the subjects that fascinates me as well, as, you know, the Egypt stuff. And all those mysterious, I like kind of things that are kind of a little offbeat, I would have to say.
That are offbeat?
Yeah.
Like me.
We could have a whole show about Maureen.
No, it's always about me, isn't it, though, you guys? It's always about me.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's always about me. I know you're all talking behind my back, so it's about me.
Oh, you heard that. Okay.
She would be paranoid if everybody wasn't talking about it.
That's a funny one. Well, you know, that's a good, I like that question you asked, you know, why? Because first of all, before you asked that, I thought someone you told this last call, Light Up Her Life, I thought maybe you would sing, you know, that song. At least.
Oh, it would have been a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
That vision in the song actually came to my head, which is
why I
said.
I don't know why. You didn't sing it. I mean, I was waiting. I couldn't believe it.
I should maybe sing my readings.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, I should maybe combine those two different types of talents.
Well, you're going to say, Light Up My Life. life. There's a song out there.
You will find a relationship that flies you to the moon.
I love that song. Yes, beautiful song.
Fly me to the moon.
Well, meanwhile, how about we let Maureen actually take a phone call from Pennsylvania?
And it's, hi, Joe. How are you? Hello? Pennsylvania, Joe.
Maureen.
Hello?
Hi, Maureen. It's Joe.
Oh, I didn't know. I think I knew. I know it's Joe. How are you, Joe?
Okay.
You mean you're great.
I wrote it, my question on the
okay.
On the
yeah,
chat.
That question's kind of
I
an open-ended.
What's wrong with me?
Okay, Joe, that's an open-ended question. You know, I think maybe you need to, I mean, come on. There's nothing wrong with you. And I know that to be true. So why don't you, that's an open-ended question. Is that the right way of putting it? I don't know. So why don't you ask something?
Right. Never mind then.
No, Joe. How about you say what isn't wrong with you, and I can tell you everything that isn't wrong with you. All the
I like
wonderful
the baby
things
picture.
Joe, you have a lot of wonderful things going on here, and there's a lot of incompletion stuff from your past still I see surrounding. Also, was there a trip that may have come up and talking about a short trip that looks like it's going to be delayed. Anything like that?
Yeah, I was on a trip on the bus today to Walmart.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Joe, you need to turn. You know what? This is my feeling. I know you're ready to be connected. I know you're open and it's lovely. You're healthy. You're getting open to be connected with another human being in a nice, closer kind of way, if you know what I mean. I do see somebody coming. You didn't ask this, but I'm just going to. There's nothing wrong with you because I see you heading towards a woman who's more, she's a mother. She's been a mother. She's a very down-to-earth mother earth person. And she's just come through some interesting legal altercations. And she's very positive, and she looks like she has a reddish type of light reddish hair. And I see her within the next 3 months. Okay? There's nothing wrong with you. She doesn't seem to think so. So there you have it, Joe. I want you to turn around and get positive about who you are right now. That's very important to me.
I know who I am. I just wanted to prioritize list of what was wrong with me.
There's nothing, but see, I don't see anything wrong with you.
But you're my friend.
No, it's not that. I don't see anything wrong. I feel that you need to get back up. Come back up, Joe.
The
there's incompletion. It's okay. It's your journey. Everything you're heading to, everything is as it should be, and it's a good. There's a lot of good things that you're creating on your own, and you're heading towards attaining them. And one is a relationship. I do see that. I will stand by that.
Very encouraging. Thanks.
You listen to the archives, okay?
Yes. No, this one wasn't confused at all. I think I got it.
Oh, good. But even so, listen to all the archives, every single reading you've ever had, and it will help you feel that you have nothing wrong with you. You have all the good things going on in you. Okay?
All right.
Bless your heart, Joe, in Pennsylvania. I'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Is he gone? Darn it. I got a list.
Joe, he bless his heart. Yeah.
Joe. You know, it's funny.
He is such a sweetie.
He jokes about that, but there's a tinge of seriousness, isn't it? He wants
yes,
to know.
I know. He does. And I can, but he's come along. Yeah. Joe, you're great. Okay. You've heard it all from us. Come on.
we all love you, Joe.
That's right.
I just wanted to pause in that moment. I knew I didn't want to fill it up. See, even Julie's giving hugs from the chat room.
No. That's good.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if we should wrap the show up or not. It's getting just to be about that time, and I don't necessarily see that we have any other phone calls that are coming on, and I'm about to get the official word. There it is. I can't repeat that over the air. No, I'm kidding, Doug. That's it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for the show. I really do hope that you enjoyed it, and our guest Bonnie and such. And Please join us for next week's show, because Steve will be hosting, and his what is the subject again, Steve? I don't know if I heard the title of the show.
We're looking at how to identify spiritual abilities.
Very good. And that could be very helpful, obviously. And so please tune in and join us next week. But that brings us to another close. And thank you again, Doug, who works behind the scenes, our executive producer, everybody in the chat room, and all of my guests, Maureen, Brenda, and Steve, my co-hosts. Please say a wonderful goodbye and take care, everyone. Till next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good night.
So long. Farewell.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.